awesome you are. How wonderful you are. Blessed you are, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. We have an awesome God. We serve an awesome God tonight. God that wants to set our souls on fire with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's where we need to be at. That's where, what we need to have in our lives. All right. Like, I'd like you to turn with me, if you will, please, to Mark chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 35. Mark chapter 4. Probably a very well-known passage of Scripture, but I believe as we look at what people are going through, we will see why it's important for us tonight. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. The other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" When he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still," the wind ceased. There was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" You know, folk, on Friday night as we were praying, we just felt that many people are going through storms in their lives. And if I had to ask each one of us, who's going through a storm? Raise your hand. Who's going through a storm? Raise your hand. You know what, I believe if we're really honest, every one of us will raise our hand. Because we're in this church is facing a storm. There's a change of leadership coming on. It is a storm within the church. We have storms within our families. We have storms within our finances, in our work situations. We always are going to face storms. But before I get into the word totally tonight, I want us just to understand three things. Storms in life are inevitable. They will happen. You will experience them. It's nothing new. It's happened since the beginning of time. It'll continue to happen until our Lord Jesus comes. In James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, when you face trials, it's not saying if you face trials. It's saying when you face trials. Count on it, folk. We can count on it. We will face trials in life. Secondly, storms are unpredictable. They come suddenly. They're unexpected. They're unpredictable. As we see in this scripture that we've read tonight, without warning, a furious storm came up. People try anything to see if today is going to be a good day or a bad day. But we cannot predict it. It is unpredictable, folk. And thirdly, a storm is impartial. It happens to good people and it happens to bad people. It happens to believers. It happens to unbelievers as well. It happens to all of us. In fact, in Matthew 5, verse 45, it says this, "He sends the rain on the just and the unjust." Are we excluded from that storm? No. Being a Christian does not exempt us from being in the storms. There's a misconception that people have The only time they have tough times is when they disobey God. Well, I want to say, let's get rid of that misconception tonight. Because it's not true. Jesus said, let's cross over to the other side. What happened? The disciples got into the boat. Jesus got into the boat with them. And they sailed on right into the storm. They were doing God's will. They were riding the will of God. They were doing what God had told them to do. Let's cross over to the other side. They were right in the middle of the sea when the storm came up, doing what God wanted them to do. And folk, get rid of that misconception. It's not because you're disobeying God. Sometimes right in the midst of you being obedient to God, God wants to teach you something, and it's time that we realize and wake up that God wants to show us something. Did Jesus know that there was going to be a storm? I'm sure he did, because nothing surprises God. Nothing. You can say, Father God, I've got problems. He says, yes, I know. I saw them coming. They weren't being disobedient. They were right in the will of God. In the center of his will, right in the middle of it. They were right in the middle of a storm. When we're going through tough times, we automatically assume, I must be out of the will of God. But you may be exactly where God wants you to be. In fact, God has not promised us a storm-free life. He hasn't. This is not heaven where everything is perfect and where God's will is perfectly done. We have choices, and people make mistakes, and people get hurt. That's why when we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because it is done perfectly in heaven. God has not guaranteed us that storm-free life as you'd all love to have. So if the storms are inevitable, if they're unpredictable and impartial, then the issue really becomes, what is my response going to be to the storm that is inevitable, impartial, and unpredictable? What am I going to do? How's my life going to go? What's going to happen to my life? And I believe that there are two ways that we can see the response from the scripture that we have here tonight. There are two responses that are shown to us. We see in the passage, the way the disciples reacted or responded, and the way Jesus responded. The disciples' response, and possibly our response, is one of fear. The response of Jesus is one in faith. Jesus' response was in faith. The disciples were trembling. They were fearful. And all Jesus did was trust in God. I believe that when we face a storm, we can be filled with panic. Scripture tells that the disciples went and awoke him and said, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. Lord, save me, I'm in problems. He says, yes, I've seen that. You know, these disciples weren't novices on the sea. It wasn't the first time that they were skippering little boats across the sea. They were old hands at it. They'd probably faced many storms in their lives. And now all of a sudden this storm breaks up and they begin to panic. Folk, when we face storms, the second thing is we can be filled with peace. Let's look at the contrast in the reaction of Jesus in verse 38. He was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they woke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He was in the stern, right up in the front of the boat, sleeping. Shows his humanity. I mean, he was tired. He'd been ministering the whole day. You know, when you've got a crowd that you're ministering to, you get tired. There's all those needs you're trying to meet. You get tired. Yet he was fast asleep. And they said, "Hey, wake up. Can't you see we're about to perish?" He goes and lies down. He takes a nap. You see, folk, I want us to see the picture here. There's a picture. There's an illustration for us. Jesus had complete trust in God. Complete trust in God. Jesus was not worried at all by the storm. He was setting an example of the very fact of his sleep. Teaching a lesson to his disciples. Did Jesus know that there was going to be a storm before he got into the boat? As I said earlier, he would have known. Nothing surprises God. Nothing comes as a surprise to God. But it's ironic to me that Jesus is sleeping in the storm. Because one of the telltale signs that you know that you're in a storm is when you start losing sleep. When you're in a storm at night, you don't sleep. When you're in a storm, in the midst of a crisis, if I change the word storm to a crisis, you don't sleep. You go to the chemist, you buy all those sleepies and all these other sleeping tablets, hoping it's going to make you go to sleep, and it doesn't help. You spend millions of rands and you're still not sleeping because you're worried, you're thinking, what if, what if, what if? Do you know what? We need to do. Same as Jesus. And have a kid. Why? You say, "Father God, this is too big for me to handle." It's in your hands. You deal with it. That's what Jesus was saying, wasn't he? He was basically turning around and saying, "Why must I worry about this? I believe my Father God can handle this situation." Eh? He can handle it. He can deal with it. But why is it that you and I, when we're going through trials and tribulations like this, what if, and we don't sleep? Because we try and do it on our own. We try and find our own solutions rather than saying, "Father God, here's the problem. It's too big for me to handle. I'm going to bed." See, folk, when we face storms in life, we have to do that. We can't deal with it on our own. That's why God said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you alone." Some years back, Shirley and I were going through a storm of life. And it was a major storm. You know what God said? "I will not leave you." And when the storm was at its greatest, we just knew the presence of God. We felt and experienced the presence of God. I want to say this to you, when you're going through that storm of life, you worry about everything. Every noise at night, you wonder what's going on, you get up to go and investigate. But why worry? You've asked God for protection. Why worry about it? You have to say, Father, I leave it in your hands. You see, that's a statement of faith instead of worry. When it seems like your ship is going to sink, what do you do? What do you do? And I believe this is the first point of tonight that we really need to take note of. Remember God's presence. You see, Jesus was in the boat. God's presence is in your boat. We've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Therefore, He's in our boat. Even though that boat's rocking backwards and forwards and you feel like you're going to be thrown out, God is in the boat. He's holding us there. He's near. He's with you. And you're not alone. Do you think God is going to let that boat sink with Jesus in it? That in itself should have calmed the disciples. But they saw the worldly thing. They didn't see God in the boat. So often in the storms of our lives, we don't see God in the boat. But He's right there. If you're going to make it through the storm, the first lesson you've got to learn is this. God is always. God is always with me. There will be nothing I will face the rest of my life that I face it alone. I never will, because God is with me. Jesus is in my boat. When He's in the boat, you tend to forget about the storm because your focus is on God and God alone. You see, when we're focusing on the storm, we think we're alone. We think that God is far away. And God has promised every believer this. Lo, I am with you always. God has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 43:1-2. Fear not. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. You see, folk, that's the God that we serve. He's in the boat with us. What a promise. We need not worry because God is in that rocking boat with you and I. Secondly, we need to rest in God's care. The second great lesson that we must learn if we're going to make it through the storm, and that's this. God cares about what I go through. How much does He care? Folk, I want to tell you what. Open your Bibles and begin to read. There's some 7,000 promises in the Bible. It tells me that God cares. How can we think that God doesn't care? 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on Him because He cares. One thing that the disciples did right in this passage, when they were afraid, they took their fears to Jesus. They got afraid. So what happened? They run to Jesus and wake Him up. You know what? We don't have to wake Jesus up. He knows. He knows He's right there in your boat. You see, they didn't pray to Mary. They didn't do a chant. They didn't do a Zulu war dance. They took their fears to Jesus. And that's what it's about, folks. Why? Because He's the only one that can do anything about it. And I want us to realize and understand tonight, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. The third point I want to share is this. Rely on God's providence. Let His power see through you. See you through. Let His power see you through. Mark 4:39, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down. It was completely calm. And Jesus stood up in the middle of the boat in the storm. He stood up in the middle of the boat and said, "Be quiet." But the wind died down and the waves died down. If any of us know, even though the wind might die down, the waves still continue to come. Folk, I believe that when Jesus spoke, the Bible says it was calm. That sea must have been like glass. Not a single wave, because even nature obeys the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke to both. You're going to make it through the storms of life. Know that God is in control. God is with me. God cares about what I'm going through. There's nothing beyond the control of God. We don't understand storms. Many of us don't understand. Many things we're not going to understand until we get to heaven. But this I can say to you tonight. Doesn't matter what storm you're going through, God is in control. You see, fear comes when we experience things in life that are beyond our control. But the good news is this, is that the things that are beyond my control are not beyond God's control. Might be beyond mine, might be beyond yours, but God is still in control. It cannot be beyond God's control. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Before they got into the boat, Jesus said to his disciples, "We're going to the other side." In fact, do you think Jesus is going to say to them, "We're going to the other side and you're going to perish first before we get there"? Excuse me. If that was the case, he would have told them so. But he said, "We're going to the other side." And folk, if Jesus is saying to you today, "You're going to the other side," this church is going into a new season, across maybe a chasm or whatever the case might be. We're going to the other side. I want to tell you what, God is in control. We will get there without a casualty. Doesn't matter what it is, we will get there because God is in control. One root of the problem jumped ahead. And as Jesus had rebuked the waves and the sea and the wind, turns to the disciples, he says, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" Jesus told the disciples two things in that lesson. He said, number one, the root of your problem is fear. And number two, the solution of your problem is faith. And folk, I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. Whatever the storm is, whatever the crisis is, remember this, fear not. For God is in control. But step out in faith and say, "Father, you're in control. I leave it in your hands. Because this is greater than I can handle." In faith, let God begin to deal with it. The greatest threat of the lives of the disciples was not the storm. It was the unbelief and the fear of the storm. Many times in our lives, there are things that come. And that's what happens to us. There's suddenly unbelief. There's a fear that it takes over. Folk, I tell you what, from tonight on, I want to challenge you to say, it stops right here. No more. No more. In Jesus' name, I rebuke it. I bind it up and I hand it over to Jesus. Get rid of that fear and walk in faith, knowing that God is in control. You see, folk, we might say, oh, but we don't have. We've only got such a small faith. Everyone has faith. Faith like a mustard seed. You see, you put a little faith in a big storm. What you're actually doing, you're putting a little faith in a big God. And you get big results. That's what you're doing. You're taking that little bit of faith and you're putting it in a big God. A God who is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus is King Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's from the beginning, He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's who we're putting our faith in. He is our Creator. He is everything that you and I have need of right now. He is our big God. It's time that we put our faith in a big God and we're going to see big results. You see, folk, the lesson for us tonight is Jesus can be trusted in the storms of life. What's rocking your boat? What's flooding your ship? What kinds of storms are you going through? Maybe you feel like the circumstances of life are tossing you back and forth, and you feel like you're just a little toy boat out in a big ocean. And you're not getting, and you're getting bashed backwards and forwards every day. Are you thinking, I'm going under. I'm not going to make it. Any moment this boat is going to be capsized and that's me. To Davy Jones' locker. It's time, folk, to step out in that storm. And give that little faith to a big God. Who says, be quiet. Be still. I believe that God wants to say to each and every one of us tonight, no matter how big the wave is, Jesus can rebuke. Folk, we need to understand that storms are only temporary. They don't last. Mark Twain, and I end with this, was walking with a friend one day in the rain. And their friend said to him, do you think it will ever stop? Mark Twain said, it always does. And that's true with any storm. You've got to go through it, but it will never last forever. Some of you feel like you're in a major storm right now. And God's word to you is this. Hang in there. Keep on living. Don't be afraid. The sun will shine again. There is hope. God is with you. He'll get you through. You will make it to the other side. Just like Jesus said. And I bring that as a word of encouragement to you tonight. The storm doesn't last forever. Put that storm with your little faith in the hands of a big God and expect big results. Let us pray. Gracious Father, as we just bow before you tonight, we would like to honor you and exalt you as our King. Yes, Father, you are the greatest. Father, you are from everlasting to everlasting. No matter what the storm is, whether it's a lack of job, whether it's lack of income, whatever the case might be, whether it might be a family issue, whatever the issue it is, Father, we place that storm at your feet tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that you'll grant us peace as we do that. We thank you, Father, that you do care for us. And I pray tonight, Father, that you'll bless each one here. That your love will be shown. That you'll, as you embrace them, they might feel your comfort in that stormy weather. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.